Track 3. Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from all at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, May the 3rd. I'm Beth.
I'm Louise.
And I'm Margaret.
And coming up this week, we have the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. But first, we have our notices section and we start with the weather. As usual, we start with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 5:28am and sunset will be at 8:43pm. The weather for the coming week will remain warm with highs of 13 degrees centigrade, that's 55 degrees Fahrenheit, by Tuesday.
Now it's time for our weekly sight loss tip. Do you struggle paying for items when you are out and about? If you don't already have one, have you thought of using a contactless card? Contactless is a fast, easy and secure way to pay for items costing £30 or under. Contactless payments are becoming increasingly common on a range of devices, including prepaid, debit charge and credit cards. Contact your bank to find out more information.
And now we'll take a look at what's on in the area. Would you like to share your experiences of mental health services in Wolverhampton? If so, Health Watch, the consumer organisation for healthcare in the city, would like to speak to you. As part of Mental Health Week, they are holding a tea and chat event on May the 9th at the Lindens, 221 Tettenhall Road, Wolverhampton, and the postcode is WV6ODD. Organisers say everyone is welcome to go along, have a cup of tea or coffee and a cake and tell their story.
Comedian Jenny Eclair will be bringing her latest show, How to Be a Middle-Aged Woman, Without Going Insane, to the Black Country this month. The star will be at Dudley Town Hall on St James's Road on May the 18th. The show starts at 8pm and tickets are £17.50, although a booking fee will apply. To book, call 01384 812 812.
This Morning Live is coming to the NEC in Birmingham between May the 18th and 21st. The event is running in partnership with ITV and organisers say it will bring the TV show to life. Those who go along will be able to get the latest advice on home interior trends, sprucing up the garden, enjoy live catwalk shows, learn tricks of the trade from top beauty experts and sample food and drinks in the company of their favourite This Morning celebrities. Tickets cost from £19 and you can find out more by visiting the website www.thismorninglive.co.uk.
A Grade 1 listed country house near Bridgnorth will be opening its doors to offer people a rare glimpse inside this month. Moorville Hall, which is the family home of Mr. and Mrs. Irving, was originally an Elizabethan house but was extensively enlarged around 1750, giving it the appearance of a Georgian home. It will be open to the public between 12 and 5pm on May the 12th and 13th. Admission is £3.50 for adults and £1.80 for children, although it is free for National Trust members. Assistance dogs are welcome. During opening times, refreshments will be available from St Gregory the Great Church. Please pop along for a cup of tea and maybe a slice of delicious homemade cake. All proceeds will go towards the upkeep of the church.
Thank you, Beth, and thank you, Louise. And now it's time to find out what's been happening at the Beacon Centre. Do you know anyone who could spare the time to make a difference to people's lives? A new campaign has been launched by the Beacon Centre to encourage new volunteers to join its ranks. The charity already has more than 250 amazing volunteers who offer vital support for those living with sight loss across the region. Now, though a series of new roles have become available, and those who may not have previously thought about volunteering are being urged to think about having a go. Among the roles available are retail positions, particularly in Beacon's Wensbury, Penkridge and Bloxwith shops. The chance to offer technology support to those who want to learn how to use a computer and the opportunity to volunteer to offer support at the Eye Infirmary in Wolverhampton. In Stourbridge, there is the chance to volunteer with the charity's home visiting service or in its day service. The Beacon Centre's volunteer coordinator, Becky Sinar, said, "Whether someone has 2 hours or 10 hours spare, we have a role that could suit them. No prior experience is necessary, just a willingness to want to make a difference in someone's life. Our volunteers regularly tell us how much they enjoy what they do, and some have even found that it has transformed their own lives, giving them a chance to learn new skills and meet new people. If you would like to find out more about the roles available, contact Becky on 01902 880 111 or email bsinar@beaconvision.org. Now, would you like to help improve access to sites across Dudley? The Access to Dudley Forum, which meets once a quarter, is on the lookout for new members. The group meets to discuss the built environment in the area and what can be done to improve access for all disabled people, not just those with sight loss. The Beacon Centre's trustee and Talking News listener, Colin Banks, is on the forum. And if you would like to find out more, please let Helen know on 01902 880 111. Or email hbrown@beaconvision.org and she will pass on your details to Colin. And with that final item, we'll now make way for the latest edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So it's goodbye from Margaret.
Goodbye from Beth.
And goodbye from Louise.